Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 EJX. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
Got some good news for you.
Great.
The first bunch of presenters for the Academy Awards have been announced. That's not it.
I'm so excited
about
that.
I said that's not it.
Okay.
What it is, Ryan Gosling will perform I'm Just Ken at the Oscars.
Yes! I'm just Ken. I'm excited about that. Yeah.
Nominated for Best Original Song.
This is fantastic. I mean, they threw this together at the last minute, too, because, like, just recently, he's like, yeah, I'd be down to do it, but they haven't asked me yet.
Yeah, so I guess they're like,
all right.
Yeah, let's go ahead and ask them.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
I mean, that's going to be fantastic.
Michelle Pfeiffer, Zendaya, Nicolas Cage, Al Pacino, all going to be presenters there for the Academy Awards coming up here in just a couple weeks. I think March 10th.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What time is he going to perform? That's all I really need to know. Just give me that time stamp. I'm there.
All right. Yeah. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
Well, this one kind of starts off in the setting the bar lane with a $30,000 mistake by a roofing company that ended up being a blessing for this couple in Oklahoma, Deborah and Scott. They were out of town, got a call from Graco Roofing and Constructions, LLC, saying they accidentally took their roof off instead of their neighbors.
Somebody had texted numbers and had inverted two numbers and sent the crew to wrong location, to our house. And then I think the project manager showed up at the right house and said, where are you guys? Where's the crew? And they're like, we're at the house tearing off the roof. And that's when we got a pretty frantic phone call.
The boss calls, you know, a few minutes later, like as promised. And he's like, I just got to tell you straight up, we made a mistake. You know, we can't do anything about it other than, you know, we're going to put your, you know, put a roof back on. It's going to be better than what you have.
Wow.
Yeah. So to apologize, they replaced their entire roof for free with the warranty and all the things. And so they decided to post about it, give them big kudos for how they made it right, and it blew up in a good way thanks to their great customer service.
Nice.
So this might end up being, you know, a really great thing in the long run for the company. Yeah, it cost them about $30,000 up front, but all the great, you know, publicity it's getting.
They handled it right.
They did, 100%. You can see their story at WDJX.com.
Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.7 DJX. And we've got those tickets for Jelly Roll's Beautifully Broken Tour coming through the Yum Center October 12th to win right around 8 o'clock. So you may have to set an alarm on your phone and come back to that. But yeah, the tickets go on sale this Friday. And I got to be honest, he's being very transparent about ticket prices for his tour. He kind of posted this long note on Facebook breaking it down saying, hey, I want to give you facts as I know them to be. Basically, he's trying to show why prices are what they are and coming from the other side of things where he was broke and wanting to see his favorite artist. He knows that keeping ticket prices low is important, but he was saying that, you know, there is a first he listed the exact times for the pre-sale and local times and all that stuff. And then he said, if you've already purchased tickets on StubHub or any third-party vendors, you bought tickets that aren't released yet.
You paid way too much.
Yes, yes. He said ticket prices start at about $40. He wants to keep prices affordable. And he knows what you went through to buy the tickets, get a babysitter, pay for parking, get merch, all that. He said it's not easy. So he says he's always going to try to keep tickets affordable for his fans. So.
Yeah, he says he's not charging $3,500 a ticket for floor seats.
Like
that's scalpers and third-party resellers. And then, of course, we have them for free, so that's a better price.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. That's true. And you know what? I mean, he's saying things I think a lot of artists are true with a lot of artists. Like, you know, artists aren't necessarily charging $3,500 a ticket. It's supply and demand. It's the scalpers that are trying to get those prices. But yeah, we've got free tickets to win right around 8 o'clock here this morning on 99.7 DJX. All right, hey, coming up next, it is a little bit interesting to try to figure out whether or not the weird thing that happened, like when you puked Jell-O on grandma.
On mom.
Yeah. Was because you were a little kid and your eyes were too big in your tummy.
Yeah.
Or you were just drunk.
It could go either way. That's the magic of the game.
That's right. Little kid, drunk adult on the way next. How about we play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult?
It's my favorite time.
Introduce you to Jennifer calling us from Mount Washington. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So Jennifer's got brown hair, drives a Ford Flex, is a stay-at-home mom, been married for 13 years, but her wedding was on national news.
Oh, wow. How? Why?
I got pregnant before we were married, and we had our wedding scheduled, but I got put in the hospital for my pregnancy, and I was on bed rest for 4 months, so we had to cancel my wedding. So the hospital and our families kind of threw together a wedding so we could still get married before he got deployed.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Can Google our names and find it online.
That's so fantastic because today we're featuring a similar story for another couple in that.
So
yeah.
Cool.
That's so fun.
Wow, Jennifer, that is awesome. Your wedding made national news. My wedding made Wild Weddings on TLC.
Did it really?
Because Ben screwed up his vows.
It wasn't the vows, but it was something I was sight reading for the very first time in front of everybody, and I just told my wife I'd take her for granted. So, you know, listen, it can happen to the best of us.
It can. Oh, it's just
all
fun.
Right. All right, Jennifer, it's Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
You're going to hear three stories. You got to figure out, is the star of the story little kid or drunk adult?
Okay.
First one.
I ate a huge bowl of red Jell-O with my hands. Then I turned around and projectile vomited it right back into my mother's face.
I wasn't expecting that one out the gate. I wasn't expecting that one out the gate.
Oh, God.
No. Man. That could go either way, honestly.
It could.
Let's say little kid.
Little kid.
That is, I feel like, the obvious answer. And maybe it is the obvious answer this time, little kid.
All right, both of you saying little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor mom.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I was drinking at home with my uncle when he told me he'd give me $10 if I could eat this huge bowl of Jell-O in under a minute.
$10.
It's always the uncle.
It is always the uncle.
I got a $10 bill.
My mom told me not to do it, but I did it anyway. I then turned to my mom and projectile vomited it all right back in her face.
Why didn't you do it on the uncle's face?
I gave the $10 to my mom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I had to give the $10 to the mom after that.
I need a little bit more.
All right.
Puke in the uncle's direction next time.
Next time?
I'm sorry. It shouldn't be a next time.
Sorry, the next time I get drunk and I'm eating Jell-O and my uncle bets me $10. Gosh.
Oh, that's awful.
All right. All right, Jennifer. You're 0 for 1. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
Once I was at a circus and I threw flaming balls of sticks at professional jugglers at a Ringling Brothers concert.
They are going to kindly ask you not to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an OSHA violation.
Well, we never said we were OSHA compliant on this show, okay?
That's true. Goodness, I don't know. That's not even a good idea as a drunk adult. That has to be a little kid.
Little kid, okay.
Okay, yeah. It has to be a little kid, right?
All right, both of you...
It has to be.
All right, both of you saying little kid.
Actually, I was a little kid.
Ah! All right!
What happened here?
And I won a free pass to go to a concert, and they taught me how to juggle with all the professional jugglers.
I love how he says concert. It was the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey.
It was a circus.
It was a concert.
Yeah.
It was a show. All right. Jennifer, all right. There you go. You got one right, got one wrong. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
Okay, so I decided to get on, one of those banana seat bicycles, and I get on that sucker, and I'm going downhill, and I'm giving it everything I got, and all of a sudden, there's a pull-behind trailer, and me and the trailer met. It wasn't a happy ending.
Wow, okay.
That has to be a drunk adult.
It has to be, right? Yeah.
Right, you're saying drunk adult.
Yeah. Drunk adult.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
I was a little kid that was
Come on now. Come on now.
Little kid, wait, what?
Kid, that was my first banana seat bike ever.
Okay. That was all we got.
That was it. That was it.
That's all we got.
That was it. And I ran into a truck.
I ran into a truck as my first banana seat, and that was, I was a little kid.
Dang, maybe banana. You know what? That flew right by me. I was thinking, like, we were skiing. Banana seat. That would have. That would have dated it a little
banana
bit for me.
Seat.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. So.
See? There you go. I do.
That was one of those, like, a long, like, you know,
elongated,
like a normal.
Elongated bicycle seat.
I was going to say, it was, the normal bicycle seat length. This was just, like, really long.
Really long.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Makes it easier for your buddy to ride behind you.
When
you're
Jennifer,
riding in the neighborhood.
One out of three is a failing grade in every single show, test, everything, arena, except for ours. So, congratulations. You're a winner, all right?
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
All right. You are welcome, Jennifer. Thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning. I love the fact that you were on national television with your wedding.
That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up.
Just hang on the line another quick second. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, tickets are nice, but the secondary prize of this game is always that none of that happened to you. That's really the secondary prize we need to, like, present as well.
Yes, we need more of these stories, though.
So if you think you have one that can fit this mold, then send us a little voice note, give it a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email it, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Be thinking about the most you were accidentally overcharged. Whatever number that is in your head, you might not be prepared for this. This is a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without letting a fast food sub shop charge you $1,000 for a sub, you're doing okay.
Ooh, that's a pricey sandwich.
Yeah. Her name's Letitia. She spent $1,000 there inside a Subway restaurant that was attached to a gas station. It was like in one of those that was in a gas station, right? So she,
wait a second. She was there in person?
Yeah. So she goes, she orders her subs, and I guess it's just a matter of, like, her not paying attention or whatever, but $1,021.50 in total for three sandwiches.
Okay. I'm going to also point my finger at the person checking them out. Like, wouldn't they say, wait a second, that's typically not the price? Like, wouldn't they catch it? The employee?
Yeah. Yeah.
They should. They tell you the total.
You're 100% correct.
Once that comes out of their mouth, they're like, oh, I got to check the menu price again because that doesn't feel right.
This is Letitia.
No way. Unless it's wrapped in gold and is from some other place, I would never pay $1,010 for a Subway sandwich. I'm just trying to make ends meet at this point in time. Stressed, overwhelmed. I couldn't get groceries at one point because my account was negative.
So listen to this snowball. Because you'd think, all right, she notices it. She goes back. She gets it corrected. It done and done. No. Apparently, they're like, nah, you got to call corporate now. And so
we have to call corporate.
And so she's trying to get a hold of corporate where she can actually talk to a live person, which is proving to be problematic. Then she goes back and the Subway shop has been closed.
What do you mean closed?
It's just closed. It was
like
closed.
Gone in the night. what is happening?
They just closed it.
What kind of shady operation was happening there?
So I don't know. I mean, you know, obviously Subway's a big corporation, you know, and as soon as they probably realize that this is the case, if she does actually get a chance to talk to someone, they'll be like, oh, okay, we'll make it right. I'm sure that's what's going to happen. But this is, and I'm thinking to myself exactly what you thought. How did this even happen to begin with?
Right.
Where it's got to be a case of they just, you know, she gives her the card and they're just ringing it up. No one's paying attention to anything. The person behind the counter Letitia is not paying attention. And it's just like boop, 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 boop. And here you go. Here's your receipt and done and done. And then she gets back. She looks at her receipt or sees the hit on her credit. And she's like, oh, gosh. Okay, I got to get this corrected. And then now this is where we're in.
And now the sub shop has closed.
Yeah, it's closed.
Just shut its doors. Sorry, thanks for all the years of service. We're out.
I mean, I don't know if it's closed indefinitely or what, but right now it's just shut down. It's you know, the gas station's still there, but the sub shop inside the gas station's gone.
Wow. That is
Isn't that wild?
That is amazing timing with what is transpired.
Yeah. So,
well, I have to think now with all this noise that she's making with this story, Subway corporate's going to now call her back.
I mean, you'd have to think, right?
They
have to. Business Bureau or something like that's going to get in her corner. You know, this is a lesson in, you know, hey, don't use your debit card, use your credit card, or, you know, do things like that, you know. But I was like, I use my debit card everywhere.
And, yes. And maybe we should go back to cash. That makes it simpler.
Right.
You know, let's not kill cash.
But, you know, how many times have you, you know, placed an order online and just do and or whatever? And it's like, no, don't need a receipt. And then you realize, oh, your order's wrong. And then it's like, oh, crap. Well, I actually needed that receipt, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, it's like I get that everybody's trying to rush and do things. But, man, this is a lesson in just making sure before you leave that everything is right.
Just glance at it. Just give it a little look-see.
I know.
Okay,
I know
that looks in order.
I know that you would used to frequent a fast food place, and they'd get your order wrong every single time.
Yes.
And I'm the same way. There was a fast food restaurant where, like, my daughters would be like, "Hey, we want to go to this," and I'm like, "Ah, they get our order wrong every time." Mm-hmm. But yet, we'll go back. And we'll do it again. And then yet we'll get home, and it's like my wife's like, "Did you check?" I'm like, "I thought I did." It's wrong.
Gluttons for punishment. Yeah. But you know, that's just giving you the wrong food.
Yeah, I was gonna say, at least I'm getting charged the right amount, right?
Right.
So I don't know if you've got any stories of how you were accidentally overcharged. Fred checked in and said, "I went to a convenience store to buy some adult refreshments and a bag of ice to keep said refreshments cold. Clerk scanned the bag of ice and it came up as $10,000. The clerk stared, called for the manager. I saw 10 grand for the bag of ice, and I was just like, I'm good. Don't need ice that bad.
You know what? It turns out I like my beverages warm.
Yeah, you know what? Room temperature's just fine.
Yep.
Lisa, she said, I was volunteering at a thrift store, was allowed to check out customers. I'm so glad the customer that I had that day had a sense of humor because I accidentally hit something wrong, and instead of $14.50, it came up as $1,400.
Ooh.
I immediately screamed for the manager. He came over and fixed it, but after that, I refused to do any more transactions.
Well, but at least you caught it.
Yeah.
And you have a manager on duty that can fix it.
Right, right. Anyways. So again, setting the bar. I mean, heck, I'm going to point the finger at both people.
Yes.
The restaurant.
Both are to blame.
And the person who's allowing it to happen on their credit card before leaving.
Well, yes. And again, just, you know, if you are working the cash register, let's just double check. Let's tell the amount to the customer so that you can catch it if it's like, okay, that'll be $1,000 for a sandwich. And then you can be like, that doesn't
sound right. Good sandwich. All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.
Kentuckiana is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Lydia said, "My husband and I have had my mother living with us for 6 months.
All right.
So far, he's been a great sport about it, but I know he's counting down the days till she leaves." I figured one of your hilarious phone taps would be a fun way to get him, LOL. Thank you. Love your show.
So Robert Haas and Pepper just has to call Janet. Janet's the mom. Confirm some remodeling scheduled for the house. She's not there, though. Tony is. He's the husband.
Oh, boy.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is Janet available, please?
No, she's not. This is Tony. Can I take a message?
Sure, yeah. This is Robert Hassenpepper over at Contractors. I'm just confirming the remodel we have scheduled to start tomorrow.
Well, sorry, I think there's been a mistake. There's no remodel here.
This is Lane, right? Janet.
Well, Janet is my mother-in-law, and she's staying here temporarily, but we aren't doing any remodeling.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that is a little strange, because I do have an order here to install a walk-in tub in your upstairs bathroom.
Well, look, Janet's not disabled, and her bathroom is on the ground floor. So, wait, are you telling me that she ordered this?
Well, I mean, it seems to me that she's preparing for the future, if you ask me. You know, I'm sure as she gets older, she'll want to be upstairs closer to y'all.
No, wait. No. She's not staying here permanently. She has a deposit on a condo and will be moving out very soon. So this doesn't make sense. Are you telling me that she ordered this herself?
Yeah, sure did. She's a super lady. You know, a real spark plug. That's why I was a little surprised when she ordered the staircase lift, too.
Yeah, that's not happening. I can tell you, not happening.
I'm sorry?
I said that's not happening. She doesn't need a lift, and she doesn't need a tub because she's moving out soon. She's moving to her condo. No remodeling is going on here. I can tell you that.
Hmm. Well, I'm pretty sure the condo fell through. I think she mentioned that to me when we were on the phone.
Wait a minute. I think I would know about it if it fell through. I've heard nothing about the condo deal.
Well, if there's an issue, we can reschedule, but she did put down the deposit already.
No. Listen to me. I'm going to talk to my wife and have her straighten this out, all right? So please just cancel the appointment, and we'll get back to you later today. All right.
Hey, before we go any further, let's just take a minute here. I think what you're doing is great. You're really going above and beyond for your wife. You know, I know if my mother-in-law ever moved in, I wouldn't last 2 hours before tossing her out the upstairs window. You're a good man.
Wait, I think we're pretty much done here. You've canceled the appointment, right?
Oh, no, I haven't. You're going to have to talk to the radio station about that one.
Mm. What? The radio station? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
She didn't.
She did. Yeah, she did. Hey there, Tony. It's Ben Davis and Kelly K over at 997 EJX. Your wife set you up for a little phone tap.
I was about ready to have an aneurysm there. That was, was good. I admit you had me going.
I meant what I said, Tony. Well, you're a good man, a patient man.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how patient I am when I see her. I get no guarantees there. Oh, my God.
You can almost feel his blood pressure just rising. Like, nope. We're not getting a stair lift. What is happening?
Your entire house is getting remodeled.
Dang it.
Oh, good stuff. All right. Well, there you go. That's your phone tap. Welcome to it on 99.7 DJX. I'm feeling a little distracted here on 99.7 DJX, partly because I know that I'm going to be the 100% parent for the next, 2 weeks.
Where's she going?
Well, my wife, so she got a gig with the Louisville Orchestra. They're touring Kentucky. It's really cool opportunity. So that they're going to different cities in Kentucky, from like Corbin to Lexington to Paducah to Danville to all these different places, right? None of them in Louisville. All of them, you know, about 1.5-2 hours away, right? And so, like, she's staying in hotels and stuff and all that. And so, like, I know vaguely what I'm supposed to do.
Oh boy!
I know. No. Like,
she's gonna have to check in. I mean, isn't she?
Okay. Wait. All right. So I've got two that are in college. So they're fine, right? I don't have to worry about one to manage.
I don't have to worry about all your animals. So
yeah. I just have one. I mean, and you know, she's got dance and track and school and all that. But you know, it's also pick up, drop off, all that, and thinking about in my head, okay, so it starts today, so
you have someone to help take her to school in the morning, right? Because your schedule doesn't really line up with that.
Right. Well, that's part of it. I gotta like take her to spend the night at my in-laws, my brother and sister-in-law's house, and so they're gonna help like take her, get her on the bus in the morning and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So other than that, like, I'm going to be handling some like drop offs and stuff like that. But like, I mean, it's a great opportunity for my wife, who gets to play with the Louisville Orchestra, gets to tour, gets to do all this. I mean, this is something that she hasn't done, like been a part of an orchestra for the better part of, a couple decades probably, right?
I was wondering like when she would do that, because she's been playing for so long in bands that she's had to travel for.
Yeah, and yeah. I mean, she's
like, it would be best to hang out closer to home, but now they're going on tour.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's a great opportunity. I'm so proud of her. And but I'm like,
now you're sweating a little bit.
I know, I'm a little bit sweating, and I'm
because
sitting there
you're realizing all
like
she
going,
does.
Okay, all right. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And listen, I don't want her to worry. I've got this. It's just I've got to concentrate and use my brain in other ways.
Yes, this is going to be a really nice growth experience for you.
It's going to be a growth experience for me, uh-huh. Right? Never mind the fact that she's getting to do something amazing,
right?
And that experience, right? Sure.
But you're going to
what about me?
How to be a full time parent?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine.
It's going to be fine.
I'm
you're
sure
be
it'll
great.
Be fine.
You're going to stay on top of it. Just have, you know, you have little reminders in your phone.
Well, that's
make sure you set a lot of those.
That's what I
about where you need to be and when.
I was like, hey, could you just send me like calendar invites for a bunch of stuff?
Yeah.
And
but
I
then
do
make sure you have an alert on those because you don't want them to pop up at the time of the thing. That's
where
not going
like,
to help.
Hey, you're supposed to be picking up Zoe now.
And yes.
Like,
no,
oh,
you
oh,
need
right,
to make
right.
sure you set that alert so that
yeah,
it shows up earlier.
All I'm saying is if I feel and if I seem distracted, it's because I got a lot on my brain right now. All
because
right.
My
and
my kid where she's supposed to be right now.
And
I'm
know. And I know if you are a single parent. Mm-hmm. Or if you are a
taste of that,
right? You're rolling your eyes, going, "Welcome to it, buddy."
Yeah,
I've been doing this for years.
Yes,
yeah, I understand.
He's just realizing how pampered he's been.
I've had a good support system for a long time. Just gonna have to venture out on my own here for a little bit.
We're all pulling for you, Sparky.
Like, all right, hey Zoe, you want crackers and oranges for dinner tonight?
Oh, her diet's gonna be amazing.
Because. Don't know what we have in the fridge, but I'm sure it'll be great. There's some saltines and some oranges. It'll be great.
Maybe
you'll get some
we
fruit.
Go to the store. Just make sure
no,
the pantry
it'll be fine.
And the
it'll
fridge
be fine.
Are stocked.
I'm sure it'll
we
be
have
fine.
Some food.
I'm sure my wife already did that.
Okay.
I'm sure she's already handled that.
Sure, she knew what she was leaving you with.
No, but shout out. I am. This is an appreciation post. For
yes.
my wife, all right? Right
Absolutely.
Now, I don't want you to get masked in the whole, you know, Ben's bitching about, you know, having
poor,
to actually play
Ben.
A parent, right?
Right.
No, this is an appreciation post for my wife who's...
This is a way to go, Elizabeth.
Who's now living out her dream with the
go
orchestra
be.
And doing her thing. So, congrats.
Go be an orchestra rock star.
While
don't
I'm,
you worry about Ben.
While I am literally, right now... I am literally sweating.
Yeah, but you know what? You're not pitting out nearly as bad as I thought you'd be. So that's a good thing.
Thank you.
You got that going for you.
All right. Hey, coming up, we're going to deal with other people's problems, not mine.
Yeah. No, we're going to take the focus off you because I'm sure.
Thank you.
This
the spotlight's making me sweat.
Yes.
It's making me sweat. I just.
Yeah. We're just going to check in with you periodically.
Yeah, for the next couple weeks. That's all I need, all right?
How the schedule's doing.
Yes, Chrissy's texting in baby powder. Yes, I have baby powder. I'm going to my baby powder
level.
My baby powder index level is at a red.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
The special pats in the special
areas. In all my special areas.
Extra pats.
All right. Samantha, she's a listener. She's in crisis mode, much like me. Let's bring it. You know what? Let's bring it back to me. Much like me, I can relate to Samantha's crisis.
A lot of things are going to be brought back to you in the next couple of weeks.
Next couple of weeks is going to listen. This show is going to be very inwardly focused for myself. All right. So, anyways, we got group therapy on the way. Samantha in crisis mode, thanks to her friend, and basically, it's a. She doesn't know honestly how this quote betrayal is able to be reconciled.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Samantha says, hey, Ben and Kelly, writing to seek advice and support regarding a recent upsetting incident involving my best friend. We'll call her Jessica.
Wow.
Recently, my husband and sister spent 3 months meticulously planning a surprise 30th birthday party for me. I had absolutely no inkling of the celebration until a week before the big day.
Mm.
To my dismay, Jessica, whom I've considered my closest friend for over a decade, called me out of the blue and completely spoiled the surprise. She told me all the details of the party, claiming she couldn't bear to see me show up underprepared. Now, that kind of left me speechless, deeply disappointed. At the party, I pretended to be surprised, but I couldn't even bring myself to acknowledge her. Instead, she approached me with a flippant remark about doing me a favor about divulging the secret. Needless to say, her behavior has caused a significant rift in our friendship. And now I'm struggling to come to terms with that kind of betrayal, and I find it challenging to even consider reconciling with her. Am I overreacting? Should I cut ties? Or is there a way to salvage the friendship? I appreciate any advice.
I mean, was it a surprise 30th birthday party where they're going to take you to a different country and you need to be packed and have a passport?
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, if not, then let's... Okay. Maybe that's more directed towards, quote, Jessica than Samantha.
Yeah, here's the only thing I'm thinking is, in her mind, maybe she was afraid that Samantha was going to be, like, running around town in sweats and, you know, was not going to look cute, and she knew that she'd want to look cute in that kind of a setting, and she just wanted to make sure that she was prepared for a bunch of people to be looking at her.
So
maybe.
I don't know. So if I'm reading this right, Samantha's best friend is projecting her own worry and insecurities
maybe
on her.
Feel like Jessica would have said that, though, like, hey, I know that you would want to make sure that you're looking on point, that you're polished when you're put in that situation. So I wanted you to know and be prepared.
I feel like there are ways to prepare your friend without giving all the information.
Well, yes. And
like,
I feel
if you
like
want her to look cute and put together. Yeah, if you want her to look cute and put together, just be like, hey, you know what? Why don't you make up a lie and right. say, hey, I want to do something for you. Let's go out and have fun and
especially if she was part of getting her there.
Right.
If Jessica was a part of getting her there. Or just to make sure, it's like, trust the husband and the sisters to know that, okay, she's probably not going to want to show up to a party in sweats. So we got to make sure that there's a good story so that she's appropriate for when this surprise goes down. That's the part that I think Samantha is most upset about. Is like, couldn't you have trusted my husband and sisters
right.
to make sure all of that would have been taken care of?
I mean, perfect example of this. I remember my wife asked me to wear a suit to work one day, and I was like, why? And she was like, I just want you to. I was like, oh, okay. So, I mean,
that's not suspicious or anything.
I just said, okay, but I didn't know that she had gotten in touch with you and you renewed our vows.
Right. Yes. Yeah, that was a little more difficult.
But I was.
It still worked, though.
But I was, and I literally
and I
show
didn't
up.
Have to tell you.
I know. I literally show up, and you're like, why are you wearing a suit? I was like, I don't know. I don't know.
They're just throwing you off.
I know. I'm just like, I don't know. I just did it.
Wow, you look fancy today. I feel underdressed.
Anyways, hey, tell me, okay, so how was, I guess there's a couple things here. You know, yeah, have you been in this situation, and what would you tell, based on your story, Samantha, and how to get over this? Because I don't want you to blame
Samantha for being mad about it.
Yeah, I don't want you to ruin a friendship over this, though, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And then, you know, if you have a story of how a huge surprise was ruined for you, would love to hear that, too. 502-795-1997 is our number. This is Group Therapy. Group Therapy, Samantha's surprise birthday party was ruined because her best friend spoiled it by telling her all the details, saying she couldn't bear to see her underprepared. Now, Samantha's a bit hurt, upset, having a hard time reconciling with her. How can she salvage the friendship, or should she even?
Exactly. So many people are pointing to Jessica, the friend, being jealous. She literally stole her thunder. Sounds like it wasn't about her, so she ruined it. She could have been the decoy. Hey, girl, nice dress. We're going to a fancy dinner.
Right.
But no.
Right.
Justin's like, revenge is best served cold. I would bide my time, then ruin her upcoming engagement, gender reveal, promotion at work, whatever. Surprise will not be in her life anymore.
Couple people shared how a surprise was ruined for them. Got a message, texted this girl asking her about her birthday party on a Tuesday. Turns out it was a surprise birthday, but nobody told me.
Oh, no. Well, see, that's accidental.
That is accidental. Another one, out with some coworkers and friends at a brewery. And at one point, one of the girls insisted she didn't want a beer. And I jokingly said, "Why are you pregnant?"
Oh, no.
And she got real smug and revealed, had to reveal to everyone, saying in a very in your face kind of way, "As a matter of fact, I am."
Oh, wow. Oh, that is stealing big thunder. And yeah, maybe right? At a time she didn't want to reveal that. There's like timing with that one.
Yeah, that's tough when you are trying to hide a pregnancy and then you get invited to these social occasions where drinking is, you know, expected.
Yeah, let's not throw that accusation at anyone, especially if that's not what they want to talk about just yet. Just yet.
Okay, yeah, you know, it is interesting because I was originally saying to Samantha, well, don't ruin a friendship over this, but there are a lot of people that are like, you know what, maybe you're seeing who this person really is and that she's jealous of you and maybe a toxic person and not to be around.
Melanie says, I'd tell her what she did. I'd tell everybody what she did. I'd also let her know that you think what she did is terms for cutting ties. Apparently, she hasn't been the best friend you needed or want.
I don't know if I would do that because then that ruins it for everyone else.
Yes. Because, yeah, I mean, that we tell everybody what she did.
I was going to say that then you make everyone else feel bad. And,
yes,
and
they worked really hard and they feel like they pulled off an amazing surprise because apparently Samantha was a really good actress. And I think we leave it at that.
Hey, could you give me your, oh my gosh, it's a surprise, like faked surprise expression?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys. Oh, seriously? Oh my gosh. Stop it. What did you record? You're going to, oh God. Why do I walk into your traps all that time?
You want to hear the audio Kelly made when she first saw a man naked? Yeah. Yeah.
You guys. Oh, seriously? Oh my gosh. Makes it sound like I'm saying lots of guys.
I know, right? Wait a minute. How was that first time, Kelly?
I don't think I like this game. I don't,
guys. Oh, seriously?
Oh, my gosh. I hate you.
Well. All right. moving on. So, Samantha, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we have a resolution here, but just a... there are a lot of avenues with which you could go. I still don't think you necessarily, like, if you liked her before this, you know, I still think that there's reason to maybe not ruin the friendship, but
if
yeah.
Your friendship was solid before. Just again, maybe have another conversation and just tell her how disappointed and upset you still are about that.
Yeah. And if you're best friends, you should be able to talk to her like that.
Yes. But also Jessica needs to understand that she robbed you of a huge experience.
Yep.
Like, you know, that kind of surprise and knowing all the work that went into it. She needs to understand, like, she thinks that she did her a favor.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make her understand.
You didn't do me a favor.
Exactly. Right. That you're upset about it and you wish that you would have been able to have the experience of being surprised.
All right. Samantha, good luck. Happy 30, dirty 30. Yeah, dirty 30.
Yeah, you look good, girl. Stop it. Stop.
You guys. Oh, seriously? Oh, my gosh.
I hate you. Really.
All right. That is group therapy. All right, let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Anna calling us from Scottsburg. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hi.
Anna's got dirty blonde hair, drives a Hyundai Venue or a Mini Vinny. Is that what you call it, you said?
Yeah.
All right.
Mini Vinny.
Yeah, she's in real estate, been married just since December 3rd, so newlyweds.
Yay. Oh,
Anna, I don't even have to ask you how you keep your spark alive because the spark's still there.
They still have the sparks.
Yes.
The fireworks still,
still fireworks where, you know, you just walk into a room and it's like, oh, come here, big boy.
Okay, that was...
Uh-huh.
That's right.
All right. All
like,
right.
Like, let me just pull you close and smell you.
Yeah.
Get awkward.
Is it
smell
awkward?
You? Let
see,
me just smell you.
See, absolutely, Anna. That's what newlyweds and all that. Come on now, Kelly. You can't say that you don't just bring your husband closer. Let me just smell you.
Wow. Well, I don't say it out loud.
Oh.
Like I don't let me smell you. I don't really say that. Because then at this point in our marriage, he would take that to mean something else.
Oh, all right. Anna loves to travel, has been to Italy. So.
Yes. Oh, me too, girl. Oh, I loved
Yay.
It. Yeah, we just talked about last night. We want to go back. What was your favorite part?
I think the food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I need to go back to Lake Como in Venice.
So, Anna, when you were in Italy, were you eating stereotypical things like pasta and pizza and stuff like that?
Well, yes, that's what they have.
Yeah. I mean, so they make it homemade.
Yes, but it's different.
They take their time.
Oh, why you got to break it, your mama's on?
Right.
Eat to the food.
You're not going to Italy to eat chicken nuggets. That's not what we're doing.
All right, it is Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
So you're going to hear three magical stories, and you have to figure out, was the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult?
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. First one.
Well, I was bowling, and when I went to approach and swung the ball back, it came out of my hand and landed in a guy's lap. It landed where it did some damage.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Oh, okay, so bowling, no. The bowling ball slipped out of her hand, landed in a dude's crotch.
Oh.
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Yeah, I think drunk adult. I'm not sure if the little kid would have the strength to hoist it back.
Okay, both of you saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I wasn't exactly a little kid. I was 12.
Oh no!
Well, yeah, I'm gonna count that as a little kid.
Okay,
I'm gonna count that as a little kid. Yep.
Oh dang
and
it!
I had gotten a new bowling ball, and I was gonna use it or die trying. I couldn't figure out. I was only 12. I couldn't figure out why his eyes were so big and he was doubled over.
That's funny.
He'd been bowling balled.
Oh, no.
He'd been bowling balled. All right, you're 0 for 1. Here we go. Next one, Anna. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got stuck on an electric barbed wire fence while trying to sneak into a cow pasture.
Ooh, I mean, that sounds like some backwoods Kentucky stuff or Southern Indiana stuff, doesn't it?
Why are you not playing banjos right now?
Right?
I have to say drunk adult.
Drunk adult?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like, oh, hey, stop. Let's pet the cow. And then it went sideways.
Okay. Maybe both of you drunk saying adult. Drunk yeah. adult.
I was a little kid.
Stop it. Stop right now. How are we 0 for 2? Oh, dang it.
0 for 2.
Me and my friend wanted to sneak in to see the cows, so we crawled underneath a barbed wire fence, and it got caught in the back of my shirt. And because we were little, my friend couldn't free me, so he had to go get our parents. And I had to lay there and keep getting shocked every few seconds until he got back.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that could have been really, really bad. I mean, she's living to tell about it, but oh, dang it.
I mean, we're laughing about it now. It's fine.
All right, let's just wave at the cows from now on. That's a lesson learned. Just wave at the cows.
All right, Anna, do me a favor. Get one of these right, okay?
I'll try.
All right, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I licked a pole and ended up in the hospital.
Oh, no. Come on. That's a kid.
That is a Christmas story right there. Oh, my gosh.
All right, so, Anna, you're saying little kid?
Yeah.
All right.
One of these has to be a drunk adult, right?
Do they?
I'm playing the odds. I'm rolling the dice with the odds that at least one of them is going to be a drunk adult. That's what
I'm
saying.
Maybe I should go with Kelly.
I mean, do you want to change your answer,
you
Anna?
Jump ship? Hang out?
Yeah, I want to change
all right.
it.
Okay, so she's going against her initial answer.
Her gut instinct.
Her gut instinct
so
said
far has
little
been
kid.
Wrong.
Yeah, your gut has been wrong, Anna, so maybe this is good, all right? So, all right, both of you saying now drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Finally!
It was at a frat party. I was hammered. Someone dared me to lick a light pole and ended up getting a nasty bacterial infection. Spent almost a week in the hospital. I'm much more selective of where I put my tongue these days.
Listen, I'm not going to lick just any pole.
OMG. I'm much more selective where I put my tongue.
That's what he said.
From now on. Oh, my gosh.
That's what he said.
Wow.
All right.
That is. You can keep that little clip. Add that to the button list.
Anna, congratulations. Yeah. You got the tickets, okay?
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
I feel like one out of three is average for this game.
That is. That's a very average score. Yeah. So congrats, Anna. Thank you so much for playing. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool.
Man, a lot of life lessons that we can get bacterial infections from licking poles, that we shouldn't try to crawl underneath fences. We might get shocked repeatedly trying to go pet a cow.
Right.
You know, lots of things to learn from today.
Very, very, very learning forward educational show we have here. We would love to hear more of your stories.
Absolutely. You got one you think fits this mold? Then send us a voice note. Give us a little headline. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email us, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
All right, there you go. Little kid, drunk adult. You can DM us at Ben and Kelly Show on social media. Carrie sent us this.
Yep. Hey, Ben and Kelly, my husband and I are split on this. Thought I'd reach out to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
My 19-year-old daughter is coming to visit for spring break in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this is a rite of passage for college kids. I'm glad she's coming to stay with me instead of heading to some tropical location with half-naked guys and beer bongs.
Okay.
My problem is she's bringing her new boyfriend. And we have only one guest room, her old room.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll be okay to sleep in her old room. My husband thinks we need to have him sleep on the couch in the family room. What do you guys think? Do I let them sleep in the same room?
Oh, well, I mean, what's the rite of passage? Is she talking about the rite of passage, doing it in your parents' room house for the very first time?
No, I don't think so. No. No, sir. No.
Is that the rite of passage she's talking about?
She just wants to make sure he has a comfortable place to stay, and maybe she's thinking the couch isn't the most comfy. But I feel the same way as a dad, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, respectfully, let's sleep in separate rooms when they're in mom and dad's house.
I wonder if that's been approached, you know, I mean, obviously, you know your daughter way more than we do. So, you know, you can say or know what she's, you know, maybe she's already approached the subject and like, hey, going to be bringing him, you know.
Let's be respectful. Let's,
I don't know. I don't know how you've approached it. Maybe you know your daughter. And so you can say, look, no hanky panky while we're here. And, you know, she'll respect that.
Do you think they're going to respect that, though?
I mean, if you're trying to make a good impression on your significant other's parents,
uh-huh.
I mean, the last thing you're going to want to do is do uh-huh. that, right? What do you mean, well?
Well,
have you done that?
No, sir.
Okay.
But I don't know.
See, you know what? Bethany, she texts in and says, even if they sleep separate, they're going to sneak into a room as soon as the parents are asleep.
Well,
no way around it.
But okay.
No way around it.
All right.
Nature's going to call. Nature.
Nature is
Nature's going to call.
Yeah. I would say sleep on the couch. Have them sleep on the couch. I just wouldn't. I don't know.
I remember going on vacation with my now wife's family for the very first time. And we slept in the same room, but different. They had different beds.
Okay.
And so
how old were you?
I was 21, maybe. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think I was 21. So a little bit older than that, but I remember that we would sleep in the same bed, but then in the morning we'd roll into our own beds. So mm-hmm. you know, it
just in case mom
popped in,
pokes her head in and say, "Hey, rise and shine, honeys."
Right, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Amy checks in and says, "I understand how dad feels, but they're already together at college."
Well,
you know.
Oh,
I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We don't know. I think it's just a respect thing, though.
All right. Well, again, you know your daughter more better than we do, so you can have the conversation. You know, maybe you get on board for this first time with your husband and say, hey, you know, maybe this first time we try to keep you all separate.
Yes.
But you know, it's not the 1950s anymore, Kelly.
Okay, great.
I mean,
but I
nature's going
to
call.
We try to help them make good choices.
Right, of course. Of course.
Yes.
I mean, I know.
Invite them to make bad choices.
Listen, I know that I've got 19-year-old daughters, and if they brought home a boy, I would probably be hesitant to allow them to sleep in the same room.
Okay,
At the same time, I also understand how 19-year-olds are.
But what would you, would say, let's sleep in separate rooms, separate spaces, right? That's what you would say.
I would think that. I don't know how I would act on that because it hasn't happened yet. So.
Well, you better figure it out just in case. just in case you're faced with that very scenario in the near future.
That freight train's coming down the track, I think. All right. Well, hey, would love to hear what happened when you met your parents or your significant other's parents for the very first time. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear those stories on the way. What started off as Carrie, our listener, excited that her daughter's coming home for spring break, bringing her new boyfriend, and wondering where she should sleep with him. Husband says boyfriend goes on the couch.
She stays in her own room.
Carrie's like, well, they could probably stay in her old room, which is now the guest room. So. There are a couple people that are checking in. Leslie, hey, if they're going to do it, they're going to do it. Parents aren't going to be with them 100% of the time. Plus, they're adults, so return the respect to your daughter in her choices. And then Beth was like, hey, ask the daughter. She may have already decided what to do. Maybe she would be embarrassed to be in the same room with the boyfriend at her parents' house.
I mean, that's the way that I would approach it. I would be like, yeah, no, I don't. That feels like weird. Let's just sleep in separate spaces while we're with my parents at their house.
What crazy thing happened when you met your significant other's parents for the first time? Leslie checks back in and says it was Christmas Eve. Was at my parents, left to go to my house. He was at his parents for Christmas Eve, invited me over. It was on the way home for me. It was very late. His parents were already in bed when I got there. We watched a movie, fell asleep. Wound up having Christmas breakfast with the family the next morning.
Hi, everybody. Nice to see you.
Hey, my name's Leslie. Hi there.
And they're married now with a one-year-old, so that worked out.
Dave checked in, not the very first time, but it was early on in my ex's relationship. Went over to her house to eat dinner. Her mom cooked some kind of awful soup that really wasn't into, but ate as much of it anyways to be nice.
Oh, gosh.
Still had some left over. The mom asked why I didn't eat it all. I lied, said I had a little to eat earlier and was full. Cue about 10 minutes. Someone brought out Oreos. I was eating a few.
Oh, no.
My ex's mom grabs the little box of Oreos and basically throws them in my face and says, oh, you're hungry enough for Oreos, but obviously too full for my soup.
Oh, no.
I tried to play it off, but let's just say it became very awkward after that.
That is aggressive.
Wow,
that's really aggressive.
That is.
On mom's part. Come on now. Don't be confrontational about how much people eat at your house.
Chip said, we had driven up to Chicago where my girlfriend's parents lived to visit for a weekend. Mom said to her just before we took off, just swing by the office, her parents are dentists, so you can get a cleaning while you're up here. I will also schedule a chair for Chris as well. So my first meeting with her parents involved her mom cleaning my teeth while asking me questions. Have to admit, it was nice.
That was great.
You know what? Not bad.
That's not bad.
You know, being the son of a dentist, I can appreciate that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chip said, my dad met my girlfriend for the very first time wearing nothing but his whitey tighties.
Oh!
When he walked over and shook hands, I wanted to die.
Oh, you know what? That I can relate to that one in respect to my roommate and her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I gave them 2 hours warning that my parents were coming to the apartment.
Yeah.
They came out. She was wearing a t-shirt and underwear. He was just wearing his tidy whiteys. And that's how they met my parents. Thank goodness I wasn't dating them.
That is funny.
So awkward. I was still like, are you kidding me right now?
Last one. Let's get to Quinn. First time I met my then girlfriend's parents. It was kind of a spur of the moment after a movie matinee. Ate my share of popcorn at the movie. Love that stuff. But man, It makes me poop cannonballs.
What? What? Oh, that's a lot of information. That's deep sharing.
We got to her house, said hello, were sitting down to dinner when I got the deep down rumble and excused myself.
No.
Took a dump that would have suffocated Harambe. Couldn't find a plunger. Had to walk back into the dining room and ask where it was. Her mom was appalled, but I think the dad was proud.
Oh, my gosh.
However, we broke up shortly after that.
Yeah, I don't know how the relationship survives that one.
Oh, shoot.
It either solidifies it like you're in the family or not coming back.
Oh, my gosh. That is too much. I love that. All right.
That was very descriptive. Thank you for saying all of that.
Thank you for painting a picture with your words.
Uh-huh.
All right. There you go. That is diving into the DMs there on 99.7DJX.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7DJX.
Lydia reached out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, my husband and I have had my mother living with us for about 6 months. Mm-hmm. So far, he's been a great sport about it, but I know he's counting down the days until she leaves. Mm. I figured that one of your hilarious phone taps would be a fun way to get him. LOL. Thank you. Love your show.
All right. Good deal. So, yeah, Robert Hassenpepper just has to call and confirm a little remodeling.
Oh, boy.
However, he's going to get Lydia's husband on the phone. It's your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is Janet available, please?
No, she's not. This is Tony. Can I take a message?
Sure. Yeah, this is Robert Hassenpepper over at Contractors. I'm just confirming the remodel we have scheduled to start tomorrow.
Well, sorry, I think there's been a mistake. There's no remodel here.
This is Lane, right? Janet.
Well, Janet is my mother-in-law, and she's staying here temporarily, but we aren't doing any remodeling.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that is a little strange, because I do have an order here to install a walk-in tub in your upstairs bathroom.
Oh.
Well, look, Janet's not disabled, and her bathroom is on the ground floor. Are you telling me that she ordered this?
It seems to me that she's preparing for the future, if you ask me. You know, I'm sure as she gets older, she'll want to be upstairs closer to y'all.
No, wait. No. She's not staying here permanently. She has a deposit on a condo and will be moving out very soon. So this doesn't make sense. Are you telling me that she ordered this herself?
Yeah, sure did. She's a super lady. You know, a real spark plug. That's why I was a little surprised when she ordered the staircase lift, too.
Yeah, that's not happening. I can tell you, not happening.
I'm sorry?
I said that's not happening. She doesn't need a lift, and she doesn't need a tub because she's moving out soon. She's moving to her condo. No remodeling is going on here. I can tell you that.
Mm. Well, I'm pretty sure the condo fell through. I think she mentioned that to me when we were on the phone.
Wait a minute. I think I would know about it if it fell through. I've heard nothing about the condo deal.
Well, if there's an issue, we can reschedule, but she did put down the deposit already.
No. Listen to me. I'm going to talk to my wife and have her straighten this out, all right? So please just cancel the appointment, and we'll get back to you later today, all right?
Hey, before we go any further, let's just take a minute here. I think what you're doing is great. You're really going above and beyond for your wife. You know, I know if my mother-in-law ever moved in, I wouldn't last 2 hours before tossing her out the upstairs window. I mean, you're a good man.
Wait, I think we're pretty much done here. You've canceled the appointment, right?
Oh, no, I haven't. You're going to have to talk to the radio station about that one.
What? The radio station? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, yes.
She didn't.
She did.
Yeah, she did. Hey there, Tony. It's Ben Davis and Kelly K over at 99.7DJX. Your wife set you up for a little phone tap.
I was about ready to have an aneurysm there. That was good. I admit you had me going. That was...
I meant what I said, Tony. Well, you're a good man, a patient man.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how patient I am when I see her.
Uh-oh.
No guarantees there. Oh, my God.
We learned how Tony really feels.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can almost hear the steam coming out of his ears and his blood pressure rising.
Yeah, you know, he was keeping it together in front of the mother-in-law. But
he was doing very good with his composure. But we just know that maybe we don't make changes to the house without talking to him.
There you go. That's your phone tap on 99.7 EJX. All right, we do feel good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay, what do you got for us?
This is pretty huge. A 96-year-old widow, Dr. Ruth Gottsman, got an unexpected inheritance when her husband passed away, and now she's paying it forward in a ginormous way.
Okay.
Her husband left her $1 billion in stock.
Holy cow.
So she's decided what she's going to do with it. She's funding the tuition of every student attending Albert Einstein College of Medicine in the Bronx.
I'm happy to share with you that starting in August this year, the Albert Einstein College of Medicine will be tuition free.
Wow.
That's right, free tuition for these medical students, and not just them, but all future students.
What?
Dr. Ruth Gottsman donated $1 billion to the Bronx School.
Dang.
So, yeah, that means forever from that point forward. And a year's tuition typically costs about $59,000. Graduates usually end up with about $200,000 in debt.
Uh-huh.
Now, all current fourth-year students going to be reimbursed. And then starting in April, all current and future students free of charge.
Wow.
Here's the potential bad part.
What's the potential bad part?
Well, anyone that graduated last year.
Oh, yeah.
Missed the boat.
Yeah.
Anybody just last year and the years before that are probably going, dang it.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it. Hey, can you pay off my loans? Yeah. So that's the only unfortunate part is the students that just missed the cut, just graduated last year, are probably going, oh, dang.
Mm, man. Okay.
But everybody else excited.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. You can see the story at WDJX.com.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 EJX. Setting the bar time.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without naming your skyscraper something that could draw snickers from middle school boys and men alike, then you're doing okay.
What are we naming it?
So they're calling it Pen 15, right?
Pen 15?
Yeah,
okay.
Pen 15 seems innocuous. It's, you know, whatever. But then when you actually write it out, it's kind of like the old school joke where Pen-15 looks like penis.
Oh, yeah. The 15 looks like an IS.
Okay. Yeah, and it's they named it because of the location of where it is. It's at 15 Penn Plaza, although 15 Penn would be an easy way to dodge that joke.
But it looks more like penis. It's two N's.
Okay.
So if we're following tomato,
I guess.
I'm just saying.
But yeah, I guess there are some proposed, like people are thinking there is some controversy, but not about the name, about the proposed tennis courts. And it was supposed to be a commercial building. Office spaces aren't in demand right now. And so the developer's planning on putting tennis courts and billboards on the site temporarily. Critics want them to shift it to residential. So it's just kind of a mess. The penis building is just causing a mess.
Why are you calling it that? See, you're the problem. You're the problem because you just called it that. You can call it penis.
All right, the penis building.
The penis building.
Yes.
Okay.
Wonder how big the penis building will be.
It's probably large.
Would you rather it be tall or like wide?
I don't like your line of questions. Because we're talking about a building.
Right, a building, right.
A building in New York City should be tall. That's all we're talking about, sir.
I get it.
You're part of the problem.
I get it. You winked. I get it.
Stop it. Stop it. I am not wink.
I understand. I understand.
We're talking about a building.
All right. So there you go. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without naming your skyscraper something that could be misinterpreted as
also,
phallic, then you're doing okay.
We need to figure out what the building's going to be used for before we build it, right?
It's not our problem.
Are we confused about that too? Okay.
Not our problem.
All right.
All right. There you go. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Several things up to take a look at on the podcast, WDJX.com. One of them is, how was that first meeting between you and your significant other's parents? There were some fun stories surrounding that.
I mean, Catherine says, before we were married, we weren't allowed to stay in the same room overnight.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to live with my in-laws the first year to save money for our move to Washington, D.C. after we were married. During that time, my in-laws' marriage imploded, and my mother-in-law didn't take it well. We found out later she went into our room daily, went through all of our things, not only read my journal, but took copious notes.
Took notes? Oh, my God.
From her journal. Didn't know until I found the notes about 5 years later.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
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 So that wasn't a first meeting necessarily. That was just the in-law craziness.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Man.
When you find the notes.
There's no going back from something like that. There just isn't.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Yeah, you
what
still,
invasion of privacy, let alone don't even know what she said in the notes.
But yeah, I mean, you still have to, I guess, interact with them, right? Their family?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess you don't. There are plenty of families that are, you know, estranged.
That's crazy.
But nuts. But that's, yeah, you can hear some of the other stories that we got. They were pretty entertaining. WDJX.com. Click listen. Also, the friendship crime that was committed. A lot of people kind of on Jessica's side about not Jessica, the other girl.
Samantha.
Samantha's side about maybe cutting loose Jessica.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. Everybody was just like, listen, that just sounds like she was mad that she wasn't included in planning the party or something, or she was mad that it wasn't about her,
yep.
And it was just like jealousy that made her completely ruin the surprise, and maybe that points to she's not a great friend.
Yep. Little kid, drunk adult was funny, phone taps and more, all on the podcast to catch up on, WDJX.com, click listen. All right, guys, have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.